A very good morning, guys, and welcome to Trade Setup with Tanmay, your 5-minute audio podcast before the chaos begins. GIFT Nifty is trading just shy of that 650 mark and down around 40 points as of now, trading around 24,644. But that is not the news. The news is additional 25% tariffs that have been in talks, and probably the war continues. And what we are seeing globally is that some relief is coming on some Asian markets, but that is not the case in Indian markets. So where are we headed? And what is that option strategy you have to make? Let's decode that. So this is Tanmay Kurtagoti, founder of QC Alpha, and welcome to Trade Setup with me. So yesterday, S&P, Dow and Nasdaq closed positive, and we saw a good rally coming in on Nasdaq as well, where it closed at 21,242, 73 points higher. S&P 500 also closed around 6341, and Dow futures is currently trading around 137 points higher. As of now, Nikkei is rallying in the Asian markets, where it is up by almost 2.16%, around 900 points higher, trading around 41,945. Along with Nikkei, Jakarta is also joined the pack, and Taiwan, which are all trading higher, and Hang Seng is one index which is trading lower, around 214 points lower, 0.86%, and GIFT Nifty is 50 points down, 0.22% lower as of now, and trading around that 24,642 mark. But let's see what happened on yesterday in markets. And FIs sold once again around 409,000. FIs again sold in the market around 4,997 crores of equity, and a monthly figure stands at around 15,951 crores. Whereas DIs bought yesterday around 10,864 crores of equity, and the monthly figure stands at 29,071. As of today, 8th August, we are seeing around 234 earnings, wherein State Bank of India, Tata Motors, Grasim, Siemens, Voltas are some of the major players who are going to declare those earnings, and keep a watch on that as well. If we talk about pros and client positioning, what we are seeing is clients have maintained their long stance and have an outstanding net option position of 4,43,000 shares on the long side, which is composed by taking 67,000 long calls and 376,000 short puts, thereby having a net exposure of 4,43,000. The futures exposure stands at 1,19,000. So clients are heavy short, and we saw some good relief rally coming in the later half of yesterday's expiry. But let's see how we are positioned for today on pros as well. So pros are having around 16,000 shares on the future side, whereas on the option side, they have a net short exposure of 1,30,000 shares by taking 21,000 short calls and long puts of 1,08,000, thereby having a net exposure of short of 1,30,000 shares. On the implied volatility front, weekly VIX or weekly IVs are trading just below that 10 mark and trading around 9.74, and we are in that zone again, where synthetic future for 14th August is trading around 24,672, whereas 650 straddle is trading around 269. So an implied range of roughly 24,980 on the upside, and a downside range of around 24,435. That's the implied range the market is expected to move this week, but let's keep a track on that as well. So the TK Alco is now in the buy zone on the slow as well as the fast signal. But sector wise, I can see that none of the sectors are showing big bounce in momentums, and right now auto and metals are two pack which can be looked at from a buying perspective, along with IT and finance as well. Pharma, realty and small cap are some sectors which shouldn't be taken as long, but overall all the sectors are in neutral territory and shouldn't be taken directly as long. From a short wall perspective, our long gamma trade continues, where still we believe the volatility is going to remain on the lower end, but the realized moves that are happening in the market are going to be much bigger than what implied surprising. That is the reason you need to go long gamma by buying straddles in the near week and selling straddles on monthly expiries. That can be looked for. On the commodities front, what we are seeing is gold has started to rally once again and is trading around 1,01,550 on MCX, whereas silver has been strong and can be looked for a buy as well and is trading around 1,14,829. So both gold and silver can be looked at by predominantly silver is in buy, gold can be taken as a hedge as well. Crude oil is in sell and is trading at 56.96 on MCX, whereas nat gas again is in the buy territory and is trading around 272 zones. Along with that, Bitcoin is also strong buy, which is trading at 118,123, whereas dollar index and is just trading at that 98 mark, whereas USD INR is trying to break that 88 zone, where if it breaks, we might see some pullback happening on the index. The index mean still stands at that 24,900 mark, for which we are trying to play, and 24,700 is that level you have to watch for, above which there can be a swift rally of around 300 to 350 points. On the lower end, yesterday we saw a breakdown below 600 level and the markets went all the way till 350 before bouncing sharply. So 350 becomes a support now, but any move below 520 on the spot should be taken out, and should be any move below 24,520 and the long should be exited, and you should wait on the sidelines. Any sustainability above 24,640 levels can be taken for buys, and wait for that 24,700 mark to be taken out, above which we might see a rally towards that mean of 25,000. So this was Tanmay, guys, and this was 8th of August, signing off at 8:05, and see you all once again tomorrow, or that is on Monday. And if you like this podcast, give it a thumbs up, rate the show and share it with your friends. See you back again on Monday.